Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. We're live and local every Saturday afternoon with a sideline view. Time to talk Bendigo District Cricket Association, the BDCA, and the president is Travis Harling. He's on the line now. Afternoon, Travis. How are you?
Good afternoon. Great day for cricket. Sun's shining.
Great day to mow the lawns, mate. I know you've just been out. You're putting a pitch in the backyard or not?
Nah, not quite. But yes, been out doing the lawns. Lovely day to do the lawns.
Now, mate, speaking of pitches, I know that we've got the Gabba test coming up, of course, this Wednesday. It hasn't stopped raining up there, so they've got a bit of a green top. How are conditions holding up here? Because it's been a fairly mild spring, although we did have some hot, stormy weather last week.
Yeah, certainly. The last two seasons, we've been fortunate with the grounds being presented less impact on football. Just with COVID and obviously no football. So our grounds and pitches have been fantastic at the start of the season. So it's no different this year. They're all, the outfields are lush and the wicket tables got plenty of grass on them. And the weather has been a little bit tricky. We started our 2020 competition this week and both Wednesday and Thursday night games up at the QEO under lights, we were impacted by some storm activity with thunder and lightning, so the boys were off the ground for a period of time, and unfortunately Wednesday night they couldn't get back out there. So, yeah, the weather is playing a little bit of a, impacting the start of the 2020 competition.
Speaking of Wednesday, Thursday nights, over the next 3 months, apart from that little break around Christmas, New Year, T20 matches are on with the BDCA.
Yeah, they certainly are. It's a new concept. We didn't have the 2020 last year, so it's returning this year. But the format is a little bit different, and one of the clubs put forward the idea of playing it at the QEO on a Wednesday and a Thursday night throughout the year. So, yeah, you're right. It goes through till close to the end of February, I think it is. But we'll have a game on a Wednesday and a game on a Thursday, and then there's some weeks where there'll be a game at the QEO on a Wednesday and a game out at Canterbury Park under lights. So our 2020s all going under lights.
So are all clubs participating in that?
Yeah, they all are, yep. 10 teams, two pools of five, and they play four games each.
Travis, I know at international level we see a huge disparity between, the longer form of the game and the T20 game. Do you see that at the local level in the BDCA? Like the teams that do well, say, in the one day is on the Saturday. Does the form always hold true to the shorter game, or is it, a lot more open?
I think in the shorter form of the game, you're probably at risk of someone getting away with the bat and attacking you a lot quicker than the longer format. I think Clayton Holmes Thursday night, he got 70 odd off 30. 38 balls or 36 balls. So I think it just changes the batsman's mindset a little bit that they do have to, go hard from ball one. So if you're not on your game with the ball, you can, be up for some punishment from the batsman.
Absolutely. Now tell me, just before we go, 3 weeks in, any surprises? How the team's performing?
Real surprises. As round three, it's 18 rounds. There's 14 to go, actually, for round four this week. So no real surprises. Eagle Hawk, I think you're sitting on top at the moment. Very young team, which, they went a long way last year into the finals. So we're sort of expecting them to take the next step. I know they did lose a couple of players, which I thought might have set them back a little bit. But certainly proved me wrong in my thoughts there. And Strathdale Mauritians were upset at home last week by Strathfield, by one run. But that was the first game Strathdale Mauritians have dropped for a long time. So that, I guess, was a surprise. But, they were chasing 250 and they got 249. So it was a great effort.
So finally, just before we go, let's get back to T20. Wednesday and Thursday, QEO, and of course anyone, I guess it's free admission, anyone's welcome just to pop down and sit in the terraces there and watch a bit of T20 cricket under lights on these beautiful Bendigo summer's evenings.
Certainly, free entry, and most of the clubs now, I think, will be running like a barbecue and serving a bit of food and soft drink and that up there. So, yeah, it's a lovely evening sitting under the on the terrace there under the shade, especially when it's a nice warm night. And the QEO is looking a picture at the moment.
Absolutely. I drove past it the other night. It looked fantastic. I drove past when the game was on, or part of the game. I know it was a little affected by the weather. Hey, Travis, thank you for your time, as per usual, talking all things about the BDCA. Good luck with the T20 and the rest of the season.
No worries. Thank you.
And, mate, if we don't speak between now and Christmas, Merry Christmas to you and the whole all the players and officials that form part of the Bendigo District Cricket Association. Thanks for your time again.
No probs. Thank you.
It's a Sideline View at Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071.